So we're here in Swaledale with the ladies who've just finished doing this, the wild swimming. I'm also joined by Sue Chipping, who's done the wild swimming today. How are you, Sue?
I'm cold, to be honest.
Cold but invigorated.
Yes, enthusiastic, yes, it's good.
So I see you wearing a little badge here. It says, I am autistic. And you've got some issues with maybe the help that's happening or not happening in the area. Just give me a little bit of your experience on that.
I was diagnosed in 2019 and I spent the last 2 years trying to find any form of real help or support, and I haven't been able to find any locally, to the extent I've even written to the CEO of the National Autistic Society, and they too haven't been able to come up with anything of help.
So the real problem here is someone who's got autism, obviously autism in the younger ages, I can probably see that in schools, people can identify it, but here in older people, seems to be a problem of actually getting some attention and getting some help. Is that right?
That's precisely the situation. You're suddenly handed a diagnosis that you've been living with the condition for 58 years in my case, and it's caused an awful lot of problems. I've lost over 50 jobs, and the only help I have been able to find is to return me back into employment, to return to just go around the same sorry loop again and again. What I need is some actual support and direction.
And you say support and direction, and I take it there's none of that anywhere.
I haven't been able to find anything locally, nor even further afield.
Anything else there that you'd like to put out there to try and get some help?
Yes, I'd really like to raise awareness, and awareness doesn't, autism doesn't only affect younger people, it affects the whole age range.
And in a very short nutshell, would you describe what autism really is?
I describe myself as being in a tribe of one, or on planet Sue. You're just not really part of everything. It's as if you're always looking in on everyone else, and it's very difficult to understand how to react and really what's expected of you.
So what would you actually like to happen?
I'd like there to be some form of actual support, both to raise awareness and help other people to understand how I am, as well as helping me to understand how to interact with other people.
So clearly this is a problem. It's obviously a problem in the whole of the UK, but here in the Dales, where people are probably a little bit more isolated as well, it probably more enhanced, it makes it more difficult to get help and support.
Yes, it does. And I think it's a generational thing. In my generation, it's very much, well, stop messing about and get on with it. When it's not something you're doing deliberately.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's the same with mental health. People used to say, pull your socks up and get on with it. And now it's not like that. People are looking at it from the outside and realising it is a proper problem. Is it a disease? I don't know. It's a
neurological condition. I'm badly wired. I was given the wrong wiring loom, if you like.
Right, okay. So, you know, no one should just throw that away to one side and say, well, we're not going to talk about it. People need to face it head on and literally do something about it.
Yes, I'm not going to go away, and I have to be here. I just really need help from both sides to really make this as seamless and positive as I can.
So if any listeners here wanted to really help you and get some more awareness out, what could they actually do?
Any suggestions or ideas would be welcome. In a sense, I'm the last person to ask because I'm the one with the problem. I need somebody with a sort of wider view and more experience than I do to sort of take this forward and raise awareness and get some sort of system in place.
Well, let's hope that somebody's listening to this today and can come forward. If you are, contact the station, our usual contacts, and then we'll get hold of Sue. Sue, thanks a lot for being here and talking to us today. I know it's difficult for you to say what you've just said, but we really appreciate it because we're here, and hopefully we can help other people in the same situation also get out there and get some help like yourself.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.